Then we moved from there to Paris. We lived in Paris. Daddy worked in Paris for a long time. But then we moved from there to Sulphur.
How long did you live in Paris?
Well, I guess they must have lived up there about 5 years in Paris. Mm-hmm. But he worked up there for 16 years, but we moved back to the country because I didn't like country, and I mean, I didn't like city, and my mm-hmm. mother didn't either. And we went back to the country and started farming again, see, and raising our stuff. We just liked it better there. We had our cows and our chickens and our hogs, and we raised mighty near everything we eat when we moved mm-hmm. to the country.
Where were y'all living in the country then?
Well, we live right over here, it'd be about 4 miles right over here. In Army Camp, where it's the Army Camp over here now.
What do you call the name of it?
Hmm?
What was the name of it?
That's Ralph place over there. The old place over here in Army Camp.
It was in Belk or just
well, it'd be a post, they call that, I believe, the Postal Community Center. Mm-hmm. Community, you know. And, because now this, down in this part of it is a Belk, because Belk's right up yonder, see. Mm-hmm. But over there, I believe they call that Postal Community.
Next one down is Forest Chapel.
The
next one right there.
Yeah, the next one down below here is Forest Chapel. That little store, that last little store you come by down here, that's mm-hmm. Forest Chapel.
Got one down the other way, Garrett's Bluff.
Yeah, one right down yonder is Garrett's Bluff. Uh-huh. Rena call that Garrett's Bluff because it's right close to the river, Red River, see.
Ragtown.
Yeah, and then there's Ragtown Community up the road here.
Direct.
Direct, that's right.
Tiger Tail.
And over at Unity, we lived over at Unity one time.
How far away is that?
It's about the same distance this is from Paris, but it's out the other direction, sort of, you know.
Mm-hmm. How far from here?
We lived on the Jones Farm over there. Mm-hmm. And how far from here? It's about, from here it'd be about 8 miles, I imagine. Mm-hmm. About 8 miles from here.
How long, when you moved out in the country from Paris, up around here, how long did you live there?
Well, we've lived here ever since. Uh-huh. We never did move back to Paris no more. We lived here.
We used to live close. We
lived around in this community, see, mm-hmm. close around. I'll say within, after we moved out from Paris, we ain't been over, I don't believe it's been over 10 miles any move we made.
What about when you lived in Delta County?
Now that was about 25 miles southeast of Paris, mm-hmm. down at Taylortown. There's a place down there called Taylortown. And I think it's about 25 miles down there where we lived at.
You lived there for a couple of years?
Mm-hmm. Lived down there for a couple of years. Now I was pretty small when we lived down there. Mm-hmm. We moved from a Springer place down there, see. What they did, they put this Lake Crook in over here. Mm-hmm. The city lake, this Lake Crook. They made that lake over there, and it taken all that land, you see, where we lived over there. Mm-hmm. And we moved out when they put that lake in there. Of course, we wasn't there when the lake come in because we'd done moved around. But I recollect before they put that lake there, mm-hmm. coming across the little old Pine Creek. It was dammed up Pine Creek, what they done, made City Lake out of it. They call it Lake Crook.
Where did you move to after you moved from Taylortown?
We moved to Paris then. When we moved from Taylortown, we moved to Paris. My daddy went to work there in Paris. Run the balkanizing shop. Uh-huh. Tar man.
Then you lived in Paris for 5 years, and then you moved to Paris.
That's right. See, I got up big enough to start working, and they decided I didn't need to be a city boy, and I didn't like it anyway, because I stayed out with some of the rest of them. Uh-huh. And me and my mother then, we started farming, see. Uh-huh. And he worked in town, and we done farming. She was a country girl, and she was raised that way, and that's what she liked to do, see. And mm-hmm.